Today's daf, Masechet Mura, brought to me Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Yud Gimel. And we're holding a little bit behind, four lines up on the bottom of Yud Beit. And we start at Ein Beit HaPras, Ose Beit HaPras. It's on the list. Remember, we had a long list in our Mishnah of things whose status cannot be conferred on something else through an extension of the original status. The reason that we have this here, of course, is because the whole point of Temura is that it is an extension of the status of the korban onto another korban. And then we got into the question of how far you could please change that to the correct view. So we went on, therefore, to discuss all of the other cases. The case that we're up to in the Mishnah is the case of the Beit HaPras, which is normally a Beit HaPras is a soda that has a kever in it, and they dug up the field in order to plow it. Something wrong? They dug up the field in order to plow it. The case that we're talking about over here, there are really two types of Beit HaPras. What we're talking about over here is it was a soda that was indeed nechrash bakever, but it was also a soda she'avad bakever. So we didn't know where the kever. We remembered that in this guy's field, so-and-so is buried. We don't remember where the kever was. We lost the exact spot. So if that is also dug up, then you run into two problems. If the soda, we know where the field was, so then we have a set amount that we're chayish, which is called Maluma, now 100 amas in all directions from the point that you would have possibly dug up that kever. But if we don't know where the kever is, and we still know somewhere in this field is a kever, so we give that kever all, the entire field, the din of the Beit HaPras. Over here, the Beit HaPras is a field that the kever was unknown, and then we dug it up also. So now the Shaila is, if that's the case, then suppose the kever was at the very edge of the field. So now somebody buys the adjacent fields, and now he digs up, he does plowing from the edge of this field onwards. So what it seems to be saying over here is that a Beit HaPras doesn't make it Beit HaPras, but that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make it Beit HaPras at all. It's true that this statement is correct, that a Beit HaPras doesn't make a Beit HaPras, where we have a soda that was Necharash, and we know where the kever was. But in this case, there's got to be some level where it makes sense. And therefore, there's another machlokas in this sugya, in Ayalais, about what would be about the chashash of the adjacent fields. So let's say that a guy buys up all four adjacent fields, north, east, south, west, they're all his. We have no idea where that kever was. The thing is, though, if we're going to be plowing the adjacent fields, we always plow in the same direction. In other words, normally we're not going to have one field where the tractor is going north-south, another field where the tractor is going east-west. It's ridiculous. It makes a tremendous amount of confusion. You have to turn around the tractor and so on. Why would we do that? So therefore, the Rabbanan basically hold, whatever the normal direction of plowing is, that's what you'd have to be chashish. We're not going to say, since now you own both of these fields, and maybe the kever is up against the northern boundary, and I'm going east-west with my tractor, that I have to worry about extending the northern boundary south. So wasn't it then in simply ownership of the field that we extend a Beit HaPras, right? So therefore, we need to understand that the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Elazar. Ditznan, now these are the local Rabbi Elazar, again, Ditznan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, because we've already had two things, which was not like Rabbi Eliezer, right? So the Tzan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Beit HaPras Ose Beit HaPras, that actually a Beit HaPras can make a Beit HaPras in these circumstances, which means that all four adjacent fields will also be a Suffolk Tumah and Rabbanan, that they also gave it a din of Tumah. And the Rabbanan say that's not true. Okay, but what is true? Obviously, according to Rabbanan, if I don't know where a kever was, and a kever is that they might be at the very edge of a field. Now I bought the adjacent field, so now I'm going to be plowing up from this field into that field. I mean, we can't close our eyes to the fact that if that kever was at the very edge of the field, that plowing it up would also have extended it. Not because it's extending the Beit HaPras, but because it's extending the kever at the edge of the Beit HaPras. But you can't simply say, every place is wrong. The boundaries of the field, that's the boundaries of the tumah. We don't worry about it. It's impossible. So what is the shear according to Rabbanan? In what sense do they differ from Eliezer? To Rabbanan ad kama. They hold that we only look at the three fields, the original field, and then the two fields that go in the same direction as the plowing of the original field. But those that go in a different direction, that might be to the north or to the south, they're not going to extend. It's not magic. We're only talking about the actual possibility of having a kever dug up in this field. So then we give the original measurements. The original measurements for standard Beit HaPras, which is a place where I knew where the kever was, and somebody anyway went ahead and plowed up the field, went right over the kever. So the din over there is that I extend the area of the tuma for melo hama'ane. Melo hama'ane is the standard length of a single furrow, and that is 100 amas from the point of the kever. Since in this situation, I don't know where the kever was, so I will extend it 100 amas from the edge of the original field, because that might be the place where the kever was. Fine. So we're not really saying Beit HaPras is also Beit HaPras. And therefore, what is the shear? The kaba below hama'ane, mea ama, kiritanya, achoresh et hakever. This is a Mishnah, by the way. This should say kiritana. Achoresh et hakever, somebody who digs up a known kever, ose Beit HaPras for a distance of below ma'ana from that kever, which is mea ama. Now, ein truma achar truma, which is brought here because ein tmura achar tmura, ein tmura osa tmura. What does it mean, ein truma achar truma? I mean, to say that if I already have tfu'a that is mitukenet, and I can't take out truma from it, I mean, that's a trivial statement. I mean, obviously, I need to have tevel to take off truma. I mean, what does that mean, ein truma achar truma? It doesn't mean anything. You could say the same thing about anything that had its matanas taken from. What do you say? In maser achar maser, in trumat maser. I mean, obviously. So what would it mean? Therefore, the Gemara understands it in a very particular way. And because of it, it explains that this Mishnah is going al-Libid Rabbi Akiva. And it's referring to a very special case, which it pretends to be the Mishnah in Trumas, which isn't. This is not exactly the way the Mishnah in Trumas reads. And if the Gemara is quoting it as a Mishnah, it's very strange because it's like very different. So it could very well be that it's a brighter. And it should say that Tanya has more shitas than we mentioned in the Mishnah in Truma. Hashutafim, Shatamuze Achaza. We have an interesting situation. We have two people who own a field b'shutafut. They have not appointed one the other. You take care of the trumas and misers. Each one of them feels responsible for the trumas and misers. Okay. One of them goes ahead and is terim, and then the other shutaf comes, and he goes ahead and is terim again. So Rebbe Eliezer omer, fine. So each one of them basically was terim for himself. Whatever he owned, half of it, he wanted to take off the truma for his own half. Whatever he gave, he gave. The other guy wants to take off the truma for his half. Whatever he gave, he gave. What's the problem? Therefore, there is truma achar truma, if this is what we mean. So in other words, the same field can be nitram twice, one by shutaf one and one by shutaf two. What's the big deal? But according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a tremendous chiddush, because Rabbi Akiva says, no, actually, ain truma, shneihem truma. Neither of them is a good truma, even the first one. Because since the first one was mechavi to take off on the whole field, and the shutav never agreed, and now the shutav came along and he said, what? What a chutzpah. He had no right to do that. I'm going to take off truma. So therefore, neither of them are truma. Now, Tosis understands that neither of them truma can't mean entirely neither of them truma, because each shutav does have a right to take off truma. But what it means is that each one of their trumas, which was intended for the whole field, is really only half truma. So lemaisa, the kohen is going to have to buy the other part, obviously for reduced rate, because obviously it's all nothing to do with it. Okay, fine. But lemaisa, it's mixed. That's how Tosfos understands it. But you certainly can't say that both of them are trumas. And in that sense, ein truma acher truma. But chachamim omrim, look, it depends. Im taram harishon kishi'ur. What shutfim normally will do is that they will rely on the other shutaf as long as he does it right. If he doesn't do it right, then for sure I never would have relied on you. So if the first shutaf went ahead and took off the truma, did it properly, meaning he took off a standard amount of truma, so then the other guy can't complain. And when he comes along and says, well, I want to do it differently, then ein truma tasheni truma. But if the first guy indeed didn't do it properly, v'im lo taram kishiur, so he did, let's say, bedafka, a smaller amount of truma, like an ayin ra'ah, so then the truma tasheni would be truma. And the last we had was ein tmura osa tmura, and ein avlat osa tmura. Why can a tmura not make a tmura my taima? Omar kra hu utmura to. Why can't you just say hu v'tmura yekodesh? Hu v'tmura to means only the korban, ishki akriv korban Hashem, is how it all starts. Hu and its tmura will be kodesh, but not the tmura of the tmura. Only the tmura of it, and it's stressing it, tmura to. Ve'in avlad osa tmura, the omar kra, hu. Hu, why does it say hu? Why, I mean, as you said, tmura to gam yakodesh, we'll say hu v'tmura to, it means hu v'lo havlad. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, havlad osa tmura. I thought it says hu, yes, but it says yi yakodesh. Yi yakodesh comes to be marba, also the vlad. And the Rabbanan say yiya does indeed come to be marba, but it does not come to be marba the vlad. In comes to be marba a case where somebody took off made a tmura, but he made it bishoge. He, not that the tmura per se was bishoge, but the choice of which animal he was going to be maimer was bishoge. Later we're going to explain exactly what the case of bishoge with tmura would be. Okay, Sir Richard, we are ready to continue, and we get to see your face. Now, the question is, what type of animals can be included in the din of Tmura? So, first thing we need to know is it has to be what the Torah calls an animal, particularly, which means that a bird, when it's an animal, I mean, behema, which has a specific designation in the Torah. We're not talking about biology over here. So ofot are not called behemot, and minochot are not called behemot. And therefore, since it says behema, behema, does it include birds and the other minochas from grain? Furthermore, tzibur and shutafim cannot create a tmura. The entire thing is stated as a loshen yochid. Only a yochid is the one who could be machlif. Only a yochid is the one who could be yomir. Ve'ena tzibur v'shutafim osin tmura. Furthermore, kotshim v'lekabayit are not osin tmura. Omer Rabbi Shimon, you know where we know all of this from? Not your pasuk. It's from the fact that the Torah repeats the din of Tmura by Maaser Behema, right at the end of the same parsha, at the area that came right between the end of the real end of Bechukotai and the what appeared to be the end of Bechukotai, as we've pointed out many times. So it repeats the din of Tmura by Maaser. Well, you got to ask yourself, halo ma'aser b'chlala, yeah? I mean, when it said korban lasha, didn't that include any korban? Isn't ma'aser a korban? I mean, who cares? Why would I need to repeat the din of tmura again by ma'aser? It doesn't make any sense. I'll tell you why. It's lomar lecha, lama yatza. Why does this specific case come out. And remember, we have a claw. When the Torah has a generality and it specifies one of them, it comes to teach you. It's Salamid ala klal kulo yatzatz, to teach you how the entire klal is to be understood. And therefore, understand it as follows. Maaser, by definition, is a korban yochid. Remember, you cannot have a chiyav of maaser even on shutafim, certainly not on a tzibur. So first of all, maaser korban yachid, as opposed to korban tzibur, also true. Maaser is a korban mizbeach. Yotze korban ot berek habayit. So everything we know. First of all, what kind of korban is it? It's korban yachid. That means any korban tzibur is not included in tumura. Furthermore, maaser is kedushas haguf. So too, every korban has to be kedushas haguf. Now, the problem is that the Tanakhama didn't need this pasuk for that because it learned it out from the lashon of korban. It said korban, korban lashem. It said korban lashem. Why do I need to learn it out from maaser? So the Tanakhama seems to pay no attention to the inyan of maaser. We have to figure out why, according to the Tanakhama, the Torah would have needed to repeat the whole din of tumura by maaser for no reason. So now let us go through the sugya in the full glory of the machlokas. Tanu rabbanan, yochoyu kachi bedek habayit osin tumura. I might have thought that even bedek habayit can be made as a tumura. So if you would go ahead and dedicate your TV set to the bedek habayit, you know, it's all the people waiting to bring korbanos, of course, everyone, you know, watching educational TV, you know, how to do smicha. You know, watch this YouTube before we're doing smicha yourself. Sorry. Yeah, so, okay. So, and then he's got this brilliant idea. No, I've got a nicer TV set. This should be a tzmura for that TV set. So the Torah is coming to tell me both TV sets should be kiddush. I don't know, maybe. So you might think that that would also be a tzmura. Talmud Lomar, korban. That's why the Torah stresses over here, and that does not include your TV set. So, Mishinikru Korban, Yotsuka Shebedek Abayit, Shalonikru Korban. Oh, wait a minute, since when are TV sets not called Korban? We just had in the laning that TV sets are called Korban. It says Beferish. They came back from Melchemes Midian, and they brought back all the TV sets from Midian. And split them, and they gave a certain percentage to the Bedek Habayit, a certain percentage was taken by the soldiers, a certain percentage by the, I mean, and they called it Manakrivit Korban Hashem. So everything that they brought, I mean, the TV sets are bad. They brought like really nasty things, right? And they had kumaz and so on. So why would a TV set not be called a korban? Velo Vatanya, I Korban Shomea Ni Afilu Kachi Bedek Habayit. In fact, it says Beferish the opposite in the Brisa. If it would have just said korban, I would have thought, well, that includes TV sets, because it even includes kachim bedek habayit, which we find in the Torah called a korban. Kinyan shenemar, we grab it korban Hashem. And over there, we know that it included their TV sets. Therefore, Talmud Lomar. Now here, the korban, this drush he's referring to here, is referring to the din of shkut echutz. And there we all have the same question. So the shayla is, suppose somebody gave a balmum to the Bedek Habayit, and he shechted it b'chutz. Do you have to shecht the Bedek Habayit b'fnim? So since it says legabe the din of el petach ol moed lo hevio lahavi korban lahashem, so if it would have just said korban lahashem, I would have thought that it includes even a balmum that was given to kachshei Bedek Habayit, which is called the korban, like it says b'feresh, minigravet korban Hashem, tabu lomar. That means only something that is meant to come to the Petach Ol Moed. Now, this has nothing to do with our sugya. Let's just talk about Shkut Echutz. We're bringing it here only to show that what you just said doesn't make sense, Legabe Tumura. Because when it came to Shkut Echutz and it said that same language is Korban, over there the Braita said that should include even Bedek Habayit. And over here, when it comes to Tumura, where it says the same exact lashon, korban, you said, oh, korban can't include TV sets. You see that that's not true. Over there, we needed a special pasuk to tell me that since by shkut echutz, it has to be royal petach ol moed, so I know it doesn't include a TV set or a balmum. Fine, because it's now Petach Moed Lo'aviyon. So Kol Abel Petach Moed Chayav and Lomishum Shutechutz. Kol She'ino Bala Petach Moed Ein Chayav and Lomishum Shutechutz. But meanwhile, you see, Alma Ikru Korban certainly is called a Korban. Alma Rabbi Chanina Lo Kasha. It's true, there is a Shita like that. According to Rabbi Shimon, it really is called a Korban. And that Brayta was going according to Rabbi Shimon that needed a Petach Moed to exclude and Kedshe Berakabayit. But our mission was going according to the Rabbonan. According to Rabbi Shimon, indeed, Ikre Korban. According to Rabbonan, it's not called a Korban. How can you deny that the Pasuk calls it a Korban? I mean, how could this be subject to somebody's opinion? Did the Brayta just point out that it says Beferish in the Torah, V'nakrivet Korban Hashem? So what do they do with that Pasuk? Yes, the Gemara below? I mean, what do you mean it's not called a Korban? It is called a Korban. V'aktiv V'nakrivet Korban Hashem. It's called Korban Hashem, yes. But is it a Korban Le'Hashem? No. And over here, it says, El Petach Omoed Lo've Lakriv Korban La'Hashem. And over here, it talks about a Korban La'Hashem. But when it's called, Asher Yiten Mimenu La'Hashem Yekodesh, right? Im Be'ma Asher Yakrivu Mimenu Korban La'Hashem. Okay, so those are all La'Hashems. That we agree, that we say, your case, we agree, can be a TV set, but it's certainly not a Korban La'Hashem. It's the Korban Hashem, which is L'Shem Shamayim. We gave it. That's all that that means. Therefore, you can't ask on us, say the Rabbanim. But Korban Hashem, Ikri, Korban La'Hashem, Lo Ikri. Now, the other approach, Tan Rabbanim, when we come again to the Sugya of the Maaser. So the question, of course, is why are we repeating everything? So lo yivaker ben tov l'ra v'lo yimirenu. What is the point of this? Loma ne'amar. We just got finished reading, just a paragraph before, the entire din of Temurah on all korbanos, which includes ma'aser. So halo kvar ne'amar lo yachlifenu v'lo yomiroto tov b'ra lo b'tovam. I don't know what this is talking about over here. Because, okay, are there any definitions of what we're talking about? No. Could be anything. I don't know. Korban Yochid, Korban Sibur. It could be talking about any type of thing whatsoever. So over there, Mashma, Korban Yochid, Korban Sibur, Korban Mizbeach, Korban Berakabayit. How do I know? Therefore, in order to make it very clear to me, because the general parsha of Temurah did not mention what type of korban we're talking about, whether it's a TV set or whether it's an animal or whether it's an animal brought to the Beis HaMikdash, didn't say. But once, okay, I don't want to confuse this. So I repeat it when it comes to Maaser. Because that way I have a model. I don't have any model. If I repeat the Din of Temurah with a model, then that means that now that Torah is coming to define what is included. So therefore, Talmud Lomar Lo Yevaker when it comes to the Maaser. Omer Rabbi Shimon, V'alo Maaser Bechlal Haya. Here's how to understand. Was Maaser not a korban like any other korban and therefore included in the Din of Temurah? Yes. So Lama Yatsa, why repeat it? Lomar Lecha, to teach me all of these din. What's the model? Maaser is a korban yochid? Yes. Maaser is a korban that goes on the Mizbeach, not on the Berakabayit? Yes. Maaser is something that you are mechuyev to bring? It's a dover shebechova? Yes. Maaser, there's no such thing as a maaser that is coming b'shutafut. As we had the first apostle, that a shutafim are not chayev maaser b'ema at all. So it's eno b'shutafut? Okay, then that basically defines the nature of Temurah. Only, af kol, it has to meet the following criteria. It has to be a korban yochid. It can't be a korban tzibur, and it can't be a korban shutafim. It has to be a korban mizbeach. It cannot be a korban for the berakabayit. As far as I'm concerned, the posik before that said korban l'Hashem includes berakabayit, as we already saw. So I only know that it's not included because of maaser. So it does not include a korban berakabayit. It's only a davar shabbat bechovah, which we're going to examine in a moment, because, I mean, I thought if you made a you made a chiyuv on yourself to bring a carbon, and you could make a temura on it. I never heard this before. I mean, what, only, let's say, a carbon yoledet, for instance, where there's an eilas chayva, so to speak, the Torah made you bring an eila. But if I want to bring an eila as a gift, so then there's no din of temura, that's utterly shocking. I thought it said kol asher yakrimim in a korban Hashem. We'll talk about that in a moment. So it had to be a davar sheba b'chova, and it has to be a davar she'eino bo b'shutafut. Everything is learned out from Isis, says Rabbi Shimon. Says Rabbi, no, absolutely not. Because every one of those things I can learn out without using Meiser as a model. We already saw in the Mishnah, which was my Shita, the fact that it says it Loshen Yochid, that means that it doesn't include Shutafot, okay? The fact that it has to be Korban Mizbeach, because it says Korban Lashem, and a Bedek Abayit is not called Korban Lashem. That I don't hold up Bichlal. So therefore, I do not need to learn any of these things that you claim from Meiser. So what do I learn from Meiser? I'll tell you what I learned from Meiser. Rebbe, on the long Yotzat Meiser, so now explain to me, why do I need Meiser? And here we finally get back to something that we spoke about many moons ago. And that was Tmuras Shmo v'Tmuras Gufa. Remember that? When we were talking about the dinner of Meiser back in Masechet Bechorot, it's weird. Well, now all of a sudden, it turns out to be a very important concept right here in Temura. What is that? Remember that we learned out from the Pasuk of Yehapedek that if you make a mistake and you call number 9 that comes out, you lose track. You call number 9, 10. And then you say, no, wait a minute. So then 10 comes out and you say, no, don't. So then this is 9. If I made that 10, then this is 9. So then you think it really is 9. And then number 11 comes in your eye and you say, okay, this is 10. So now you're really messed up. Okay. So the din of number 10, the real number 10, which is called 9, is that one is Meiser, except that unfortunately you can't be Makrevit itself. You have to wait till we get up to Mum. Fine. Number 11, which you call 10, is called Tmurat Shmo. And we learned out from the Pasuk, the extra Pasuk by Shlomim, that it is brought as a Korban Shlomim and not as a standard Meiser. And it becomes a shlomi. Now, this is like really weird. So I didn't make a temura. I didn't say arei zeh tachat zeh. I just made a mistake in the numbering. The Torah created something similar to a temura, in which vayahu v'temura toya kodesh, number 9 and number 10 and number 11 can all be kodesh, each one with a different din. Okay, so that's called temurat shmo. It's all called a mistaken nomenclature. It's the different Asiri. It's really Asiri, but we're calling it Asiri. And that's not really related to the din of Temura, is it? I mean, the din of Temura is I'm trying to take off the Kedusha from this and put the Kedusha on the other, but it's similar in that there's an extension of the original concept of the Kedusha of Asiri because I called something else Asiri, right? I would have thought, said Rebbe, that Meiser, with this new idea, is so insanely different than any korban that the Torah essentially is describing a new and novel concept of Temura Shmo. And that is the Temura for Meiser. When it comes to the normal din of Temura, I wouldn't know that there's a normal din of Temura. We're going to ask in a moment why not. I wouldn't have known there's a normal din of Temura. Therefore, the Torah has to repeat the din of Temura to tell me no, just because I'm telling you Temura Shmo doesn't mean that if you go and do a typical Temura, you walk over and you say, this human animal should be in exchange for this Meiser animal. That's a different issue. That's Temura. That's called Temura Gufo, where you're trying to switch the Kedusha Gufo of one thing for another thing. There's two types of Temuras when it comes to Meiser, not just one. Therefore, it says Rebbe, Lama Yatzat Meiser Miata, Lidon B'Temura Shmo U'B'Temura Gufo. It wants you to know that you have to worry about both of them. That's the point. And this teaches me, Lomar lecha Temurat Shmo Kreva, and that furthermore teaches you, the Temurat Shmo actually is brought on the Mizbeah. But the Temurat Gufo, we learn out from Bechor, that the same way you cannot be Makriv a Bechor, the Temurat Bechor is incarnate. Remember, we learned out earlier from Havara, that's true about Maser as well. And therefore, Temurat Gufo, in it Kreva. Furthermore, Tumurat Shmo. Tumurat Shmo is a new concept which gives it a din of a shlomi. Zerat HaKatuv. Can I be poda carbon shlomi? Absolutely. Therefore, it's nigelet. Tumurat Gufo gives it the din of maaser. Can I be poda maaser? No. Lo yigael. So then I'm not unable to be poda the tumura of maaser also. And therefore, it's in a nigelet. Tumurat Gufo. Can I make a tmura even on a balmon? Yes. So the tmura's gufo is chala ben aldover haroi, ben aldover she'en haroi. Can I make a shlomim on something that's a balmon? No. So therefore, if the 11th that I called asiri was a balazmum, then it would not become a shlomim. And it's en al chala ela aldover haroi bilvad. Now, wait a second over here, Rebbe, please. You're going to tell me that because the Torah says, oh, when it comes to Meister, you got to worry about this new idea, which is called Tumurat Shmo. Wow, I say to myself, Meister is a very chomor new sukkah. So therefore, we should say, oh, so there's no Tumurat. This makes sense. I should be even more machmer. If the Torah is willing to extend the din of Tumurat, even the Tumurat Shmo, where do you come up with the idea? And therefore, if I wouldn't have repeated the whole din of Tumurat for Meiser, I would have thought there is no Tumurah by Meiser. On the contrary, I would have known for sure, Meiser, oh, that's the worst, because Torah is mocked even on using the wrong name. Koshkin to try to transfer the condition of the body. So, I mean, ask yourself, says the Gemara, because it's more chomer. Mishum de Rabbi Rachmana, the eat be Tumurat Shmo. Now the Torah says it's even worse than normal karbonas. So because of that, Igruya Igra, now it's worse? Now it shouldn't have a Tumurat Shmo, unless we have a special pasuk to tell me. Where does that come from? Says Rabbi, what do you mean, where does that come from? Actually, it's one of the Midrash HaTorah and Nidrashos Bahem, where the Torah changes halacha, lidon bidavar hachadash, you cannot apply the normal halachas until the pasuk puts it back into the general category. This is such a novel situation, I would have said, my the Rabbi, Rabbi, my the Lord, Rabbi, Lord, Rabbi. Since it was Yatzali Don Medavra Chadash Kal Tumurat Shmo, then that's what the Torah is telling me. I don't know that Meiser is a normative animal. It certainly doesn't fit any of the other things I know about all other Kabbanas, in which case, that's a din in the Torah. I have to tell you that nonetheless, it still fits the general category of Kabbanas. Otherwise, I would have thought it was removed from that general category. So, why do you say, where do I get that idea from? That just because the Torah said something, Omer Avuna, brother of Shul, because it's a klal in the Torah. What do you mean, where do I get it from? The point that Rebbe is saying is that this is a classic Dover HaBali Don B'Davar HaKadosh. And a Dover HaBali Don B'Davar HaKadosh is one of the Yod Gimel Midas. And Eilecha Ela Chidush HaBavad. You can only apply its Chidush unless the Torah tells you that it was Muhzar L'Klalo. It's put back into the standard criteria that apply to all other korbanos. Amalei Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak L'Rav. I didn't understand one part about what Rabbi Shimon said. He claimed that if you use Meister as a model, the way he wants to, as opposed to the way Rebbe is learning, that is not a model. So according to him, he said only if it's a korban chova. Does he literally mean that? So in other words, if I say Harei Alai Oila, and I have this oil in front of me, now I can't make it a tmura. That's astonishing. Is that what he meant to say? So Ola Chova, he does the tmura? Ola Nedava would not make a tmura? Omalei, of course not. Even in Ola Nedava, if you said this Hare Zo Alai Ola, then what's the halach over there? You are makabel on yourself the chovah to bring this animal to the Beis HaMikdash. That's also a chovah. He didn't mean a chovah that the Torah said is a chovah. That's not what he was saying. He meant to, as opposed to only one special case, which is called not chovah at all. It is possible for me to become chayav in a carbon where I was never mechayav myself at all. And the Torah wasn't mechayev the carbon. How is that? I'll tell you. If you have money left over from what was supposed to be your korban asha or another korban that you had brought. You had extra money for achrayut. It wasn't required. What do you do with it? You put it into the pushka for a korban that goes as a gift to the mizbeach. It's not yours. You have no chiyuv. It's just you made a chiyuv for something else. And the Torah says, well, that's got to go for a korban. So if, now, there's a machlokas, what happens to that money? So one on the Omer holds, what happens to that money is you put it in the pushka. The thing is, if you would put it in the pushka, it would be a korban tzibur. In which case, of course, you can't make it a korban because we know that a korban tzibur can't be a korban that is a tumura. Even if you were the guy who brought it, because it goes according to the mischapa, which is over here tomorrow. But there is the shita that holds that it goes for a gift from you. But it's not a chiyav in any way. You were never mekabel on yourself as a chiyav. That is the only case that it's coming to exclude. That's what he meant. He didn't mean that if you actually made a chiyav on yourself, that that's not called a chiyav. Of course, that's called a chobah. Lo amale olat. So over there, olat nedava. Lo amale olat nedava nami. Even the kibbutz. Of course, it makes it more. All that we were talking about, v'lo nitzcha ela lo ola haba'a min hamotarot, a ola that comes automatically from money that had been left over. That was the only case that he was talking about. He didn't mean to talk about when you mekabel on yourself. Of course, he didn't mean that. And that is, we had many cases like that, right? We had, let's say, an asham got a mum. It was nitek l'ri'ya. You had to wait until it got a mum. It was left over. And now, remember, you were mischaper with a cheres, and we wait until it gets a mum. And then that money you bring is a kum. Now, that's a machlokas. Where does it go? Does it go to the into the pushke in the Beis HaMikdash, which was a nidvas tzibur, or not? So let me just add, I want to understand what he was saying. If he's saying, only chovah, not motorot. I mean, makasava. What exactly does Rabbi Shimon hold? I mean, ikasava la kamandi omer motorot le nidvas tzibur asli. Why does he need ma'aser as a model? We already know. So why would we need a particular model to tell me not an ola from a motorot? We already know that nidvot tzibur, you can't make a tmura, right? Since he's viewing this as a separate limud, he must be going according to the Mandi Omar, who holds clearly that Ela Rebbe Shimon Tzvili Kamandi Omar Motarot go to Nidvas Yachid Asli. Yeah, now, there's only one minor problem in all of this. Something very much doesn't add up. Because who is that Mandi Omar, okay? The only Mandi Omar who says this, I should say, is Rebbe Elazar. We've gotten into the habit of saying Rebbe Elazar throughout the sugya, okay? The problem is, if you hold that the nidvas yochid is the motarot, which means you hold like Rebbe Elazar, then you're in big trouble. Because how could Rebbe Shimon hold like Rebbe Elazar and say that you cannot make a tmura on motarot if Rebbe Elazar himself said beferish that you can make a tmura? Hashamina lebedyada of the tmura, he said openly in the Braita, the Tanya, Ola haba'a min ha-motarot, Osat Mura Divrei Rabbi Elazar. So if Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Elazar, then he can't say it doesn't make a tumura. If he doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar, then he has no need to tell me that I have a special limit to tell me that motarot are not able to make a tumura because I know it since it's a tzibur. It's money for the tzibur. And the tzibur can't make a tumura anyway. So what's the point? No. Did I say he holds like Rebbe Elazar across the board? Never said that. I said, Rebbe Shimon holds like Rebbe Elazar vis-a-vis, what do you do with motarot? So he says, what do you do with motarot? Bring it as a yachid. I didn't say he holds like Rebbe Elazar about the other thing, that there's such a thing as a tumura on the carbon that you're coming from motarot. For that he argues. Sure, Rebbe Shimon savalakavate bechoda. Rebbe Shimon agrees with him, but only on one issue. He's pulling away b'chada. Because, look, Rabbi Elazar holds Ola Abba Min HaMotarot does make a tmura. And Rabbi Shimon, although he agrees with Rabbi Elazar that Ola Abba Min HaMotarot goes to a nidvas yochid, but you savar enos a tmura. Okay. Now this is all interrelated. So now, remember, please, because we're going to have to bring up this whole thing that we had recently about Reb Ovin's questions. We had the Yerushalmi version, we had the Bavli version. Remember what his questions were. According to Reb Ishmael, who holds, Ein Tmura, Ein Meimirim V'Chozrin U'Meimirim. You cannot make two Tmuras at one time. And Reb Yochanan said what that means is that having once used up the energy for the Tmura, you cannot make another Tmura with that same animal. That was a big machlokas. Okay. Reb Yochanan's approach was, once you make a Tmura, you can't use that animal to make another Tmura. It's got enough energy in it of Kedusha for one Tmura. That's all. Now, Reb Ovin came along and asked, Aaron, two cases, remember? Actually, three cases. And the Bavli has three cases. The Yerushalmi has two cases. Thank heavens we're only going to worry about the two cases. Here's the Yerushalmi's approach. But remember what the two cases were. Case A was that you got a new body. And case B was you got a new Kedusha. Yeah. How did that happen? Oh, how do you get a new body? So it starts like this. You have a carbon. You have this ashram you were chayav. You went ahead and you made a tamura with it. Bad boy. Okay. Now, your ashram that you made, the new one, the tamura, gets a mum. You now are poded with another animal. Now this other animal is a new body for the original body. But where it all came from was from an animal that had used up its energy for tamura. Does the fact that it's a new body now allow me to make a tamura with this newly constituted body? Right? So this is basically, you put it into one of these Star Wars regenerators. Now you have a completely new body. It's the same Kedusha. Came from the same place, but now it's got all its energy back in there, right? So you replaced its body. Very contemporary question. Or you could have a new Kedusha. How could you have a new Kedusha? What happened was, that the animal goes ahead and gets lost. You made a tamura, then you lost it. Right? So now, in losing it, you have to go ahead and bring your carbon. You bought a new carbon. You brought that as your ashram. And now, you find the original ashram. In this case, you did not replace the original ashram. The body is still here. However, it's no longer an ashram. Because the ashram you already used up for by finding another one. So now when you re-find the first one, it has a din of an eila. And it has to be set aside to bring a carbon eila. It's the same old body, but it's got a completely new kedusha. In the other version, Reb Ovin put together both things. First he got a new body. Then he was going to use that new body to bring the ashram. Then he lost that, and then it was both a new body and a new, remember? So he put the two together. Here, we're keeping it simple, okay. But the reason that we're bringing all of this up again is because we now have new information that seems to change our entire approach to Reb Ovin. And therefore, the Gemara is going to force us to look over this again. Says the Gemara, now, if you're telling me, the way you just explained it, Rabbi just explained that Rabbi Shimon is saying that if you're bringing a oila from Motarot, right, that in that case it cannot make a tamura. Now, the case that Reb Ovin asked was a case of Motarot. Because when I lost my ashram and I found it afterwards, it's now the Motarot of an ashram and it goes to a carbon oila. But now Reb Ovin's question falls apart. What do you mean, can it make a tamura? Anyway, Motarot can't make a tamura. I thought you just said Motarot can't make a tamura. And weren't you asking, the whole thing you were asking, according to Rabbi Shimon, because it was only Rabbi Shimon Shita over there that said that you can't use a tamura. Rabbi Yochanan was explaining that you can't use a tamura more than once. That was Rabbi Yochanan's approach in Rabbi Shimon. So if Rabbi Shimon holds that a asham that is now an eila is motarot of a yachid, and motarot does not create tamura, what in the world was Rabbi Ovin thinking? He's asking, can I use the original Kedusha that now has been transmogrified into a different Kedusha, but still it comes from that Kedusha? What are you talking about? Even if this had been the original Kedusha, excuse me, Rabbi Avi, you're only asking this question, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon holds Motarot cannot make a Tmura anyways. You're wasting your time considering this whole complicated question. Right, so let's see that inside. If this is true, that actually Rabbi Shimon means there is no din of Tmura from an Eila that's Motarot, so how do you explain Rabbi Avin Zambaya, the boy Rabbi Avin? You set aside this asham, then you went ahead and you were meimer with this asham. Then this asham gets a mum and you were mechalal it on something else. And then, in this case, we're not talking about the tumura getting an asham, the thing itself getting a mum, the thing itself got a mum. What's the din? Ask Rav Avin. Do I say that since its original kedusha comes from an asham that had been used as a tumura, or do I say since it's a new body now it's all rejuvenated? Furthermore, I have another question. What if it was lost, and now it's found, and when it's found, it's called Motarot, and now we're giving it over as an Ola, but an Ola of Motarot, and my question is, can I now, because it has a different Kedusha, can I actually go and make it Tmura? Now, excuse me, who were you talking about this whole time, Rav Avin? Who was your question? I'll leave it in mind. I mean, your entire question was only Aliba to Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Shimon was the one who says you cannot make a Tmura twice. Rabbi Shimon was the one that Rabbi Yochanan was coming to explain when he said once you used it up for a Tmura, you can't make another Tmura. We just learned from Rabbi that Rabbi Shimon also said Motarot anyway can't make a Tmura. So what kind of dumb question were you asking? Ha'amr Rabbi Shimon Srele Olaba Amin Motarot Enos in Tmura. Now the whole thing we need to re-examine. What were we thinking about? Says the Gemara. Yes, that's true. But remember, we have an awful lot of different opinions here about these issues. I mean, look how many different elements are there. Does the Motarot go to the Tzibur? Does it go to a Yochid? If it goes to the Yochid, is it possible to make it? Or is it not possible to make? According to Rebbe Lazar, it is possible to make. According to Rebbe Shimon, it isn't possible to make. Can you be Meimer and Chozer or Meimer? Okay, please. I mean, you think Rabbi Avin is asking specifically according to the way you have it all set up? Rabbi Avin wanted to know like this, since there's obviously a lot of different sheets, okay? Suppose we find a Tana who holds like Rabbi Shimon vis-a-vis this halacha, that you cannot make a Tmura after you used up the energy as a Tmura, right? So he said, Ein Meimer and Chozer and Meimer. But suppose he holds like Rabbi Lazar, who says that you can make a Tmura with Motarot. Didn't we just have Rabbi Lazar saying that? And we said Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Lazar. But suppose you find someone who disagrees with Rabbi Shimon and holds Rabbi Lazar. But he does agree with Rabbi Shimon on the other thing, that you can't reuse a Tmura, okay? I am asking, under those circumstances, where I've got two possibilities, maybe you've got a new body, or maybe you've got a new Kedusha, which is the Kedusha the Motarot for the Ola. What would be the din? Now, is that a valid question? Did I tell you I'm only asking if you hold like Rabbi Shimon all the way to the bank? I never said that. So I'm asking, Imashkacha Tana Dekoyek Rabbi Shimon. Suppose you would find such a Tana. He holds like Rabbi Shimon vis-a-vis the din of Ein Meimerin v'Chozer Meimerin. However, sphere like Rabbi Elazar, he holds like Rabbi Elazar vis-a-vis the din of Ola Abamin HaMotarot. And he says that it is Osa Tmura. So I wanted to know. Very good question, gentlemen. When you don't have an answer, you put me down. How about give me an answer? We talked about first, Shnei Gufin v'Kedusha Achas. Two separate bodies. If you want to tell me that since it's Kedusha Achat, so then it, obviously you can't use it, I raise the question, Shtei Kedushot v'Guf Achat. What would be the din? And, being as this is a Lashon Yerushalmi, we close it with the same Lashon Yerushalmi, which the Yerushalmi doesn't use teku, Yerushalmi use t-boy. Keep asking, baby, because you ain't getting an answer from me. So t-boy means just keep on asking. Okay, so now we, Baruch Hashem, have a very wonderful day in which we have finished the first parak of Tmura. Hadron Allah Hakol May Miriam Richie.
Bleed Nether. Hum to the Halek of Perek.
Richie wants to insist that we begin Yesh B'Korbanot HaYachid She'en B'Korbanot HaTzibur. Now that we've ended this parak with differences between the two, you should know the differences go in both directions. Sometimes one is chomer, sometimes the other is chomer. All to be seen tomorrow for those who come on time and will be here for the Mishnah. Yes, indeed.
I have to wish everybody a Shabbat Shalom. And a
you're gonna be in town for Rosh Chodesh tomorrow.
My first minion since I
I know the Seder. I know the Seder. We're gonna have Doc get all ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll even be able to do some shopping after the minion for Shabbat.
Right.
Anyway, Shabbat Shalom, Chodesh Tov, everybody.
Chodesh Tov, Richie. Chodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Surah Tovot. Okay, we have our review today, which, of course, we have Brucey waiting for on the edge of his seat. And that's ridiculous. Ah, there we go. He embarrasses me by taking so long. And today's review of Masechet Murah is as of Daf Yud Gimel, but we're starting at the bottom two dots of Yud Beit Amud Beit. In beta process of beta pras, matitin de lorka rabbi Eliezer de Tzan, rabbi Eliezer amir beta pras, ose beta pras in the situation. Where is the sadash nevad ba kever? The rabbanan, surely you have to be chayshesh for digging it up, don't you? So what would be the shiur? Ad kama? The author of Dimi Omerish Lakish Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, according to rabbanan, it would only be the original field with the two adjacent fields in the same direction of plowing. As the original field, which gives you a total of shalosh sadot, the maximal length of the further under plowing would be the length of a typical furrow, which was called a ma'aneh. Shtei ma'anot, one in each direction. How much is a ma'anah? Mea ama, kiritznan. Acharishet hakever, osa bet apras, melo ha'ma'anah, mea ama. Ein trumah, achar trumah. What is that supposed to mean, Bechla? Ah. Martin money, Rabbi Akiva, he did not. I should have fumed, Shatormu, Ze Achaze. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, too much Nehem Truma. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, in too much Nehem Truma. The Chachamim Omerim, in Torah Marishon Kishiur. So then it's over. It's an Ein Truma Tashini Truma. Vimlo Torah Kishiur Truma Tashini Truma. The Ein Tmura, Set Mura, my time or Makro, Ut Murato. Lo tmurat murato, the in avlado set murad yomar akra hu the tmurato hu the lo vlad. Rabbi Yehuda Omer avlado set murad the amakra yihye the rabot et avlad. Rabbona yihye the rabot shogeg kemesid. Zokta ele kemishna ofot amenachot eno sint murad shelo nemar ele behima bibema. Hatzibur bashut afimeno sint murad shema lo yachli fenu ve lo yamirosto. Yochi knows it more of a lot, see, or I should have been knows it more. Kochi better kabait, enosin tmura, cause the not karma nashem. Omar Rabbi Shimon Vari Maser, Beklala Yavalama Yatsa. No malacha, Mama Serkoban Yachid, Yatsukobanotibur. Mama Serkoban is Bear, Yatsukobanot Berekabait. And Rabbanea says, we like the Yud, which I'm really not sure of anymore. And it has to be Korban Chova, and not a Korban that is a Nidava. Turn around. Yochu yukachi berakabayas osin tmura time and lomar korban. Only mishnikru korban. Yotzukachi berakabayit shalonikru korban. What? Velo, it's a beferish pasuk that they are called a korban. Vatanya in the sugya of shkutechut, e korban shomeani afilu kachi berakabayit shnikru korban kinyan shenemra vanakrivit korban ashen. Tamud lomar vel petacho omoi lo evio. Kol haba petacho omoi tchayoven alav mishum shkutechut. And we don't have an extra pasuk over here like we had by Shrut Echutz. It's true that there are those who are called it's a korban. That's Rabbi Shimon. Over here we're talking about Alibi Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's called a korban. Rabbanan lo ikri korban. But how can Rabbanan claim that? V'lo? V'aktiv v'nakriv with korban Hashem. Yes, korban Hashem ikri. But here in both of these cases, it says korban la Hashem. It's certainly not a korban that's being brought up to the Lord, is it? So korban la Hashem lo ikri. It's a general statement that would have included all korbanos. What's the point of the repetition of maaser? Which would be mashma korban yachlit, korban tzibon, korban mizbeach, korban berak habayit, korban chovah, korban nedava. It should all be included. Tamud omar lo yevaker. Omer Rabbi Shimon, here's how to look at it. Hare maaser bichlal haya. Lama yatza lomar lecha. Use it as a model. Ma maaser is a korban yachid. It's a korban mizbeach. It's a davar shebaba chovah. It's a davar sheina baba shutafut. Av kol korban yachid. The korban mizbeach. The davar shebaba chovah. The davar sheina baba shutafut. Rabbi says, I don't need maaser for any of that. Lama yatza maaser. Meata. Lidon betmurat shmo ubetmurat gufo. Because I would have thought it's only tmurat shmo. Lo malacha tmurat shmo, that is the tmura which is a shlamim. That is brought on the mizbeach. That's exeris hakosa. Tmurat gufo, enak kreva, because we learn it from Bechor. Tmurat shmo is nigelet, because the shlamim is nigelet. Tmurat gufo, which is a meiser, is ena nigelet. It says lo yigael. Tmurat gufo is chala al davar ha-ra'uy val davar she'en ha-roy. Because it's exeris hakosav of a balmum, to murat shemo, which is a shlamim and a chala al dala davaroi bilvat. Now, what's your logic over here, Rebbe? Mishum the Rabbi Rachmanat it mitmurat shemo. You're going to say now it's worse, and I need a special person to tell me it also has tmuras gufa. Why? Igula. Yes, says Rebbe. Diamina ma'ida Rabbi Rabbi ma'ida lo Rabbi lo Rabbi. Why would I say that? Vamirachi teise. Amar v'nebrei the Rabbi Yoshua mishum the haveli davar abali don b'davar hachadash. And that ain't boy alachita shabilpah. Amrle Ramnachum by Yitzhak Larova. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Davar Haba Bechova, are you trying to tell me that only an Olas Chova makes a Tmura? I mean, it's so rare, like a Yoledet. I understand. I mean, normally a person brings a nail because he wants to bring a carp. Is he suggesting an Olas Nedava lo? Amrle, of course, I'm not saying that. Olas Nedava nami. The moment that he was mekabelit on himself, so now it's a chovah, basically. That's what he means by chovah. It's of the tmura. What do I need a pasuk for that for? I mean, my kasava. Ikasava kamandiyomba motarot lenidvat tzibor asle. Anyway, of course he cheated all of the tmura because I ain't tmura but tzibor. But the point is that Rabbi Shimon is sverle kamandiyomba motarot lenidvat yochid asle. Well, who is that? Who says that? That's Rabbi Elazar. Man shamed le'damaras for Rabbi Elazar. But the problem is Rabbi Elazar himself disagrees. Hashamina le'behed yedei avda tmura. The Tanya Ola ba'amina motarot osa tmura. Rabbi Elazar. So, Rabbi Shimon disagrees about that part. Rabbi Shimon sovar la'kavate b'choda u'polegale b'choda. Rabbi Elazar sovar oyla ha'ba'amina motarot osa tmura ve'ihu sovar en osa tmura. So then, what was Rabbavin talking about earlier? Yoch Yehoda boy Rabbavin, Yifrish Hashem litchaperbo, vehemirbo, v'nitchaperbo Hashem acher, v'nitik zela'ola ma'oshi yagzer v'yamirbo. Excuse me, I'll leave it a man. Who was he talking about? He was only I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, right? So Elaim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. I thought you just said that Rabbi Shimon himself says that his question is nonsensical because Ola ba'amin amotarot, which is that case of the Hashem that was nitchaperia, in osetmura. Yeah, but Rebavin wasn't asking only Aliba the Rebbe Shimon all the way. Rebavin, how can come by late? Suppose Imashkacha Tana, the Koik Rebbe Shimon, the Omer Eman Mir and the Kozin Remir. But he also holds like Rebbe Elazar, who holds that Eila Abomin Amotrot is Osa Tmura. I would like to know what the din is. Maosha Yarsav Yamir, but I mean, we had one question with Shnei Guf in the Kedusha Achas Mai. And if you're going to tell me Shnei Guf in the Kedusha Achas, since it's Hoyo the Kedusha Achas, it's it cannot. I want to know what would be the din of two separate kedushas, even though it's the same goof. My tipoi.